Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio listeners, back to Faith in Action, a locally produced program by Siouxland Catholic Radio, which airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Father Mark Stoll, filling in for Joanne Fox, who's the normal host of Faith in Action, and I'm happy to be with you. And we are visiting on phone, by phone, with Maggie DeWitt. She is the Executive Director of Pulse Life Advocates, formerly known as Iowans for Life. She's been Executive Director for Pulse Life Advocates for the last 11 years. Her office is in Des Moines. And so, again, welcome back, Maggie. Welcome back, listeners, to our Faith in Action.
Thank you.
And so, Maggie, one of the questions that when I was getting ready for this interview is, we have always known what you guys do as Iowans for Life. And you mentioned the last segment that you rebranded about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. And so talk about why was Iowans for Life now changed to Pulse Life Advocates?
Well, it was an interesting process that our board of directors went through to determine that. We, have been around for nearly 50 years. Mm-hmm. And so we're constantly evaluating and reevaluating our effectiveness in the state. You know, what are we doing well? What could we do better? What needs to change? And are we effective in our activities and our events that we're doing? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we looked at was in this next 50 years is how we market ourselves to a younger demographic. Mm-hmm. Not that we want to forget our older demographic, but they are the future of the pro-life movement. And we need them engaged. And so we started this whole process by doing some focus groups just to kind of understand what people knew about our organization and the pro-life movement in general in Iowa. And one of the first things is there was a lot of confusion. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of groups that sound exactly the mm-hmm. same and have almost the same name.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were confused as to what group was what and who does what. And so we thought, okay, that's one way we can kind of make ourselves unique and distinguish ourselves. And then when we started looking at potential names, 2-to-1, the younger demographic loved the Pulse Life Advocates over Iowans for Life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, in our idea and our thought of getting to that younger demographic and getting them more involved in the pro-life movement, that to us was a big, flag that says, yes, this is something that we want to do. This is something that is important to get these younger people involved
mm-hmm.
and lessen the confusion about what our group does and what we're about. And so those were kind of the big reasons that we undertook this kind of rebranding process. And so far, and we launched, the official name at our gala, and it's just gone over very well. People are enthusiastic about it.
Mm-hmm.
They like it. They like that we are adapting and we're changing, and we really are trying to look at new and fresh ways to engage Iowans in this fight for life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and again, we've known Iowans for Life for many, many years, and you're right, there's many, many other pro-life groups that are present in our communities, state, across the country. I mean, there's oodles. There's many, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess you can get a little confused sometimes which one's who and what people do, but it's perfectly clear. It's like life advocates. We're going to be advocating for life. But where's the term pulse come from?
Well, we thought about the whole idea of life, and
mm-hmm.
that starts with a pulse.
Amen.
And so when we put this together, we had a professional marketing team,
mm-hmm.
and they even looked at the coloring and mm-hmm. tried to gear that towards the coloring of, the veins and
mm-hmm.
the heart, and made it a unique coloring that will be unique to our logo,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of fun for us as well. But that's really where it began. I mean, we are at the pulse of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We're always doing something. We are one of the hardest working pro-life organizations out there. Mm-hmm. We're constantly coming up with new projects and ways that we can get this message of life out there. And that idea of PULSE just resonated with the work that we do.
Oh, very good. And you know, when I, again, doing a little research to get ready for our interview, you know, I searched, and pulseforlife.org is the website.
Yes.
And there you can see the logo as what you're just describing, and a ton of information. We'll be diving into that a little bit more. But, again, Pulse for Life Advocates. It's actually the website is actually, it's pulseforlife.org, which is a little bit different than actually Pulse Life Advocates. So,
yes, so, but you can get to it either way.
Exactly. So, again, I think, too, right now, if you do a little search for Iowans for Life, it's going to direct you to pulseforlife.org.
It will.
Yes. So it's going to, like, with everything, you know, this change is going on all the time, and hopefully for the better, and hopefully we, Pulse for Life, you know, Pulse Life Advocates will help instill in people the mission that you have, and people kind of find you. And again, I would say, again, go check out the website, pulseforlife.org. Ton of information. We'll be diving into a little bit of that in a little bit. But so that's basically kind of the summary of the change from Iowans for Life for Pulse Life Advocates.
Mm-hmm.
But in changing the name, has the mission or the role of Iowans for Life, now Pulse Life Advocates, changed any?
No, our mission remains the same. Again, to educate Iowans on the sanctity of human life from fertilization to natural death.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, every year, again, we evaluate where we need to be and what needs to be done here in our state to further the message of life. And so there are some things that we do every year, and then we come up with some new, different things that we do. One of our events that we've just will be launching here in Lent is our Holy Family Project.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be a webinar that will be during Lent, as well as it will be broadcast on various Catholic radio stations throughout the state. And we wanted to look at, you know, kind of getting back to the basics of how do we attack this issue of abortion? And it always goes back to the family, mm-hmm. right? And that's the foundation. And we're big advocates on natural family planning and theology of the body,
mm-hmm.
because you have to get back to that basics of who you are. You're made in God's image, and you have value, and you have dignity. And when you can instill that in young people, you have a better opportunity, a better chance when they get older, and the culture tries to attack them with these dark messages and this message of death,
mm-hmm.
There's been at least a seed planted that they do have value, and they do have dignity, and their life matters.
Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted to look at the Holy Family and as Jesus and Mary and Joseph as our models,
mm-hmm.
to become a holy family. And our sort of tagline is the Holy Family is the soul, S-O-U-L, soul solution to mm-hmm. our wounded world. And we start out each of these four segments with a homily by Monsignor Frank Chido,
mm-hmm.
who's the pastor at St. Anthony's Catholic Church here in Des Moines. And we talk about each member of the Holy Family. And he starts out with a homily. We have a guest. And then we have a panel discussion to talk about each of these major players in the Holy Family and how they relate to us and how they are our model to become holy families for mm-hmm. ourselves. And so we do things like that. A year before that, we did our social media apologetics videos,
mm-hmm.
which you can get on our website and on our Facebook and YouTube channel. Again, we looked at how can we equip you, you know, average Joe citizen, how can we equip you to talk about this abortion issue?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a hard topic.
Yes.
People don't like to talk about it, and they're always afraid that they're going to say the wrong thing, or they feel that they're not equipped to do it. I don't understand it that mm-hmm. much. I can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put together some, you know, 20 of the top abortion arguments that you will hear time and time again, and clear, concise answers or rebuttals to mm-hmm. those arguments. And we started out with flashcards. And then from there, we moved to these social media videos.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just very well done. We had people come in and, you know, sit down in coffee shops and on couches and just have these conversations, and we filmed them. They're not very long. You know, mm-hmm. you're talking about a three-minute showing, just to give you just a little idea of things that you can say when mm-hmm. this issue of abortion and life issues comes up.
All right. And again, if you go to the website, pulseforlife.org, and scroll down, there's a section called Pro-Life Apologetics. And so that's the section you're visiting with,
yes.
speaking about? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of, as we know, you know, more and more people are online.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they're getting their main education, mm-hmm. is on their computers and on their phones. And so we need to be there, because certainly the other side is mm-hmm. gangbuster.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be there with our message of life in everything that we do. And so that's been our focus the last few years, is working on some of these social media videos, our Holy Family Project.
Mm-hmm.
We also did a women's reproductive health magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You can also download that for free on our website. And that's also to combat the false notion that contraception is the answer to abortion.
Right.
And educating people on the ills of contraception and the beauty of natural family planning and theology of the mm-hmm. body.
Of course, you have Instagram and Facebook and YouTube channels. So, again, a lot of information there. We'll be visiting a little bit more about that after the break. But we do need to take another break here and listen to a few words from our sponsors and underwriters, and maybe another inspirational message. But we'll be right back in a little bit with Faith in Action. Thanks for listening, and we'll be right back.